Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
I have followed this man's story, him and his son, for months and months. We found his son on the street, high as a kite in a zombie state. We videoed it. Well over a million people saw it, including his father. We began this battle to save his life. We did. And I wanted to bring his father on just to look. He's not out of the woods yet, but his dad says it's the most hope he's had in years. And the point of doing this is that you can, if you fight, you can beat this. If you hang in there, is that not true, William?
Hey, good afternoon, Marty. How are you?
Good. How important it is to fight the fight for an addicted son or someone you love?
Yeah, oh yeah, it is. I mean, right now, my kid's got like 40 days clean, you know, where before he was just out on the street and every night was you worried that you'd get that phone call.
Well, right? We had addiction specialists on the phone with you who said he's going to die unless he gets help right now.
Yeah, that's true. He said he's in his end stages and that, you know, his kidneys have shut down. He's lost a finger. Yeah.
And we got Judge Gene Riccardi, who's a heroic figure, to keep him in jail. Did we not, sir?
Yeah, that was awesome.
When you say that, most people think that's crazy. Why is it awesome to have your son kept in jail?
Because there was no other way. I mean, we tried to get him detoxed. You know, the people in UPMC, they were great. They tried, but even brought drugs onto the unit. So the only way was, you know, with a guard standing right next to him. That was the only way he could get detoxed.
Wow.
Unfortunately.
Wow. You're being honest.
You know the story.
You're being honest.
Yeah, you know, it's right, yeah. I mean, he had brought drugs into the hospital. He couldn't do it on his own, so he had to be forced.
And he was forced. And now he's in renewal, right?
Right. Yeah. And for 60 days, I understand.
And you sent me a text, man, that had me joyful about his attitude and demeanor. Explain that to folks who are listening.
Well, no, I just said, how are you feeling? He said, I'm okay, Dad, you know. So that's a far cry from where he was, you know. Yeah, there's hope.
You have, here's what you said. He's getting back to his old self. What does that mean?
Well, you know, you can reason with him. I mean, he's, you can talk to him just like I'm talking to you now. Before, there was none of that.
Are you nervous as hell that he could walk out and get back into it? Are you nervous as hell?
Oh, sure, absolutely. You know, but you take one day at a time, and you're thankful for that day.
Does his daughter know that Daddy's doing better?
He's been trying to reach her, but we're working on that.
All right, brother, I know you have to go. I wanted to check in. So for folks who give up on their loved ones, you never give up, do you, sir? Ever?
No, absolutely not. There's always hope, Marty. I mean, prime example right here.
That's right, my man. Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
I use him all the time. Why? Because he's a microcosm of what's happening around us. A fentanyl addiction and metatomidine, it's called. They combine the two and it turns them into zombies. And we found his son on the street as a zombie. And he's now 6 weeks clean. He's never been that. It's been years, years and years and years. For all intents and purposes, he should be dead. So here's how this went down. His son had several criminal charges, drug stuff, but they would never hold him. He'd go to a hearing and they'd kick him out to the streets. And then I begged, and I mean this, I begged a judges to hold him, to keep him in jail, to get him into their program. I begged them. to have a guard beside him, to have him handcuffed. I begged him. Begged him. And they kept him there in jail. Every time one of these far left judges would try to release him to the streets and the DA's office would recommend he gets kicked to the streets, I would get a judge, Gene Riccardi, to step in and say, stop. He needs monitored supervision in jail. And here he is, alive, 6 weeks in. And he has hope and a chance to live. And now he's in renewal, which is locked. Now, can you escape? Yeah. But it's a lot more secure than any other rehab. You can't just walk out to the door. And I'm offering this message for folks out there who have lost hope. William's son, Will, has been in rehab 30 times. We snagged him up on 31. And for the first time in 6 years, he has hope. And somewhere out there, he has a 4.5-year-old daughter who calls him daddy and wants to see daddy and wants to hug daddy and wants daddy to love her. Look, what scares me is that he could relapse. My guru, my addiction specialist, tells me that 50 to 75% of them, if let out now, relapse. And then they die. He needs months and months of care. I will do anything I can with the help of every single person that we know in the system to make sure he gets that care and lives. That's what we do. That's how we roll.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Life-saving, life-changing information. UPMC. Love it. It's horrible, man, these addictions. And alcohol's bad, as bad, if not worse. Horrible. Horrible, destroys your life, kills you. Bad, man, bad. Hey, let's talk about something cool. I want to talk about the kindness of this audience. We had a bunch of people at the William Penn for a special dinner on Sunday night. They paid nearly $1,000 per couple to have dinner with me and my wife. And all the proceeds went to the Warmathon. And the chef there made a magnificent meal, and the place is insanely cool, and the aura there is old school. It's great Gatsby-esque. It's just a wonderful joint. And I wanted to get the names of the couples, and I wanted to mention that, and I kind of stopped meal and kind of made this point clear that, you know, how blessed we are to all have each other, all of us, the people who are listening. And I use as an example, on Friday, we had Pastor James Hogan on, and he had to have his roof replaced. And one of my boys called and sent him a check, paid for the whole roof. It brought me to tears. And this morning, I'm working on, with Dr. Tevar, probably the best kidney transplant surgeon in America, Tevar, and a guy that came to us through Shelley Duffy, who's a wonderful, wonderful woman, as you know. Her husband is my man, Paulie. And we're going to get together and we're going to find him a kidney. And it's this audience, it's all of us, this family that we have here. And I went around the table Saturday night because I had to, and pointed out that everyone at that table had helped me in some way, whether it's to put a roof on a house, whether it's to donate money. Lisa Lucina has done 1,000 things for us during COVID. Oh my gosh, what she did for people. And my man Dave brought his whole family. It was a beautiful thing. Had his daughter, his son, his wife. Dave's one of my boys, a guru, an expert, an insider who gives a damn about making a difference. And some of the family, some of the folks that were there, we're not all wealthy people, but we're rich with love for each other and rich with compassion and the ability to make a difference. And I tell you this in the most humble way, to imagine that I am blessed to have those sorts of folks that participate in making a difference on this show. It's overwhelming to myself and to my wife, Christine. So as I'm leaving, one of the couples comes up to me. They're retired. And I don't want to give their name. I don't want to embarrass them or single them out. But the wife gives me an envelope and says, we can't do much, but here. Now, remember, they've already paid for this insanely expensive meal. And by the way, the hotel did everything for free. The William Penn, just amazing. Anyway, the wife hands me this envelope and says, this is for you to help somebody out there, anyone that needs it. And I open it, and the envelope is thick with $50 bills. And why am I saying this? No one there is wealthy in terms of big bank. Big bag, as they like to say, the jocks say, I got the bag, you got the bag. But they have massive hearts. And these are middle-class, hard-working folks out there kicking ass with love and kindness. And there's a football coach there. There's a firefighter there, volunteer firefighter, amazing man, and his beautiful wife. Regular folks who give a damn, who want to make a difference. And what is so damn cute is the humble nature. This woman who gave me this money did not want to make a scene, and I'm holding up the envelope, actually, if you're watching the stream. As you can see, it's all stacks of $50 bills, seriously. And she didn't want anyone to know, and she stuffed it in my pocket and said, this is for you to make a difference. And we don't have a lot, but we have this. And I think we've had that dinner, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. Every single year they give us money to help people. And every single year we help a family. I find it magnificent that folks, number one, it ain't cheap. My man Dave's an HVAC guy. He brought his wife, his daughter, and son. Was that $2,000? I mean, that's how friggin' cool he is. That's the greatness of Dave. I cannot tell you how many times he's helped me in terms of helping folks get plumbing issues or air conditioning issues resolved, and how many times he's called and thanked us for helping his son, who is so damn proud of being a basketball player on the Special Olympics team, and he brought his son. And I stopped for a moment and I just said, I can't be more grateful for this group of folks. And I can't be more grateful for this audience who every single damn day steps up and makes a difference. and I love all of you. It's a lot of responsibility to try to do the right thing every day, to try and make it a difference. But you folks, you make it easy. And using today as an example, I heard from several city leaders that this plan to take on the teens who are raising hell downtown was motivated by a significant amount of pressure we put on the air every single day with these events going on live downtown. And my man Mike Fisher sending us the audio, who's another one of my boys, who fights hard every day to make a difference. It's a hell of a platform. And I can't tell you how grateful I am. And every single day we get to make a difference. And how many people can say that? I find it overwhelming sometimes how grateful I am that you are out there listening. Talk radio's weird, man. Television news is like a flat screen. I know you. I seen you on TV. Talk radio is you're part of my family and my clan, and we're going to make a difference here today. It's that much different. And this audience is that engaged. And this audience, man, you don't know what it's like when a stranger holds you an envelope full of cash. Guy dropped an envelope at the front desk with several thousand dollars into it and said, help as many people as you can. Pretty friggin' cool. And then said, don't mention my name. Pretty friggin' cool. And I thank each and every one of you. I am blessed, and I love the platform, and I love the opportunity every single day.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a kind of a cool deal. Huh. That's free, man. They've kicked ass with that. We're going. I'm going. We also have our show live downtown Thursday and Friday. I'm really looking forward to that. I keep repeating this to the point of it's making you folks nauseous, but in terms of safety, there are going to be more cops downtown for this event than any time in the history of Pittsburgh. It's the truth. It's going to be cool. Feds, state, local, they're everywhere, man. They're not going to put up with that crap from those idiotic teens. In other words, downtown will be cool. Seriously. And there won't be 700,000 people downtown. That's ridiculous. That's an exaggeration. Maybe 100, maybe 150. Maybe if you add the North Shore and then the stuff on the Point, maybe two. But nothing unmanageable, man. Nothing they haven't managed before with big events like Taylor Swift. Light Up Night. 4th of July fireworks. Nothing they haven't managed before. And that's just Pittsburgh cops doing it. I'm telling you, Coast Guard boats on the helicopters, bomb dogs, you name it, they're going to be here. It's going to be safe as hell. It will be the safest city in America for those 3 days. And all this stuff's free, man. However, tonight, I had to get my boy Ticket Nick, one of my favorite people. We're good friends now. I text him all the time because I'm intrigued by his business and he has great insight. Brother Nick, what's up?
How's it going, Marty?
Checking in. So, a Friday night's Pens game, you had tickets as high as 1,000? I saw some for 1,200. Yeah?
Yeah, there were seats for Saturday's game, yeah, around 1,200. As selling price for clubs was around 7.
And for the game that night, what did you say it was to get in the door for the Pens game?
I believe it was like 360 to get in the door.
Okay, I wanted to juxtapose that with the number you're seeing right now with the game, 6 hours away pretty much. What are the prices now?
Standing room's about 155.
Oh.
For this evening. If you want an actual seat, you're looking about 190, 195. And if you're looking for something lower bowl, you're probably looking around 250 a piece.
Hey, Nick, I'm not trying to be a goof. They have standing room there?
Yes.
Oh. And where do you stand? Is there a place to stand?
They have areas behind.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
For you to stand down. Yep.
And how much are those tickets?
155.
And is it sold out, per se, Nick?
To the Penguins, it's sold out.
Is it?
On the secondary market, it is not.
Okay. How many tickets are on the secondary market right now?
I think the last I looked, it's a little over, it's under 500. It's 476 seats.
Give me your perspective. Is that normal for an event like this? Is that high? Is that low?
It's about right for playoff hockey.
Is it? And for the club seats tonight, what do they cost?
I think a club seat would be...
He's looking.
Club seat, you'd be looking at about 350, 315, 350, somewhere in there.
Less than half of Saturday night.
Yeah, I told you, Saturday night, you know, was a huge premium. Wow. Being an 8 o'clock Saturday night.
Why, though? No, what changes? Playoff. What changes?
Nope, there was no...
Huh?
It's a weeknight. You're probably not bringing kids to games tonight.
Okay. But they are moving?
They are moving, yes.
Okay. Give us the range again, Nick.
155 to 355.
Just to get in the door?
Yep.
And the really good seats are how much?
About 355 and up.
You're going, Nick?
I am not going.
I love my man. I am...
I have enough events playing this week, Marty. You know that.
Hey, what's parking cost?
Parking tonight?
Yeah.
I'll tell you. Parking. Actually, I don't have any parking.
Whoa.
For tonight. But I would think that parking would be anywhere from 55 to $175.
Whoa. And are there tickets on Ticketmaster if they want to go there?
Yes.
Okay.
The red dots on Ticketmaster are all resale. You may see some blue dots later on. Those are tickets that will be released directly from the Penguins.
Oh.
From the box office.
All right, my man. You're the best. Ticket Nick, the legend. Thanks, brother.
All right. Take care, Morty.
Wow. Trevin, you in, man? $155 to stand for 3.5 hours.
Nope.
No way. No way, dog. I hope they win. Cool guys. Malkin, Crosby, come on. Letang, class. The new coach, class. I don't know anything about hockey. I'm not going to comment like I do. But I've been to a few playoff games, and they are a blast. And I think that'll be a hell of an environment tonight, and I hope the hell they win. Wow. In the door, 155. In the bowl, 350. In the club, 400 and up. Parking, $55 to $175 a person. So do the math. If me and Trevin go and we go standing room, listen to this. So just to go and stand, we're at $310. Then parking is 100. We're 410. Eating, if you eat decent food there, 40, 50 a person. So to go to that game, standing room only, $500. Two guys.
But I can't come down on Penguins fans. If you're truly and you're loving the team and that's what you do, you live and breathe on Penguins, just like with the Steelers. I mean, you would spend the money to go do it. A playoff game? Come on, man.
I wouldn't ever. I ain't got that. I got three kids in college, brother. I'll watch it at home. I wish them the best. I absolutely love them. I don't know if I've ever seen an athlete as cool, as mature, as driven, as Sid Crosby. Man, just a landmark of greatness. Man. So if you get club seats tonight, $450 each, so you're at $900. Parking's 100, so you're 1,000. Food and drinks, if you drink the beers, you're at 150. $1,150. Go Pens, or go to your bank and get a low interest loan. I have some inside info for you. I have a secret list right here in front of me. Room rates downtown. What's the dates on the draft? Really, the prime dates are probably Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Yeah. So we're talking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 23rd. Okay. And some of the rates for those days, some of the big days, 24th, 25th, downtown rooms, DoubleTree Pittsburgh, City Center. Let me make sure I'm right. Not bad. Not bad. $339. How about that? Embassies. Okay. A lot of them are sold. Fairmont is swanky. Very nice. They're all nice, and I ain't complaining. $459 for the prime day. I think the prime day is going to be like Thursday and Friday, right? Yeah, yeah. Thursday night, they really start getting into it like 9 o'clock. I love the draft. I think it's really cool. So I'm really kind of looking at Thursday. Embassy Suites, $330. Not bad. Renaissance, $599. Weston, $409. Wyndham Grand. Well, and then it drops, man. You want to come in Sunday? It's $169. Wow. So if you really want to come in, there are rooms. Some of them are closed out, but I'm seriously just sitting here looking at the dates available and how much the rooms are. $186, the Renaissance Hotel, Weston, Pittsburgh, $278. All right. It's not bad. Whoa. Here's the Weston on the 23rd, Thursday. Whoa, $999. Whoa. Whoa. So Thursday's going to be the toughest day. Because a lot of the hotels, the Westin, Renaissance, Marriott, Hotel Monaco, the Fairmont, oh, wow. My source says, for the hotels listed I'm reading through, Wednesday, 90% full. Thursday, 95% full. Friday, 80% full. Cool. It's amazing, though. Thursday's probably the hot day. DoubleTree closed. Embassy Suites closed. Fairmont closed. Wyndham Grand, $999. Wow. There are several rooms Friday. Wyndham Grand, $539. Weston, $409. Renaissance, $599. Fairmont, $769. Then Saturday, $273. DoubleTree, that's good. Saturday, Embassy Suites, $330. Fairmont, Saturday, $459. Kimpton, Monaco, $319. Marriott City Center, $322. Renaissance, $199. Weston, $325. Wyndham, $329. There you go. Someone said there's price gouging. No, it isn't. It's not. You know in advance. There's no, you get there and the price goes from $200 to $800. It's a special event. And for special events, they do this. So what? If you don't like it, don't pay it. I mean, there are Airbnbs you can get for the night for $300 and some. One of the areas of this town that have not sold, about half of the Airbnbs have not rented for those days for whatever reason. All right. One more time. There are rooms available, but they're pricey. And there are tickets available for the Pens tonight, but Standing room only, $155. Club seats, $450, $500. If you have that kind of money, good for you. I love the Pens. I love the draft. I have three kids in college, and I have no interest in or motivation to blow through $1,000 to see a Penguins game. I love them, but that's way out of my price range. I hope they go all the way. And I bet, and I should have asked Nick, as they advance, if they get through, if they get past Philly, and I don't know anything about it, if they're good or Philly's good, or I don't know, will the tickets keep going up? I would imagine they will. All right. Before I go, I'm going to say this every single day. Downtown Pittsburgh will be the safest city in America during the draft. There will be cops on every single corner. It will have more cops downtown than for any event in the history of this city. It's safe. Please, trust me on this one.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.